This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome back Reading Police Chief Rob Plotty. Let's talk about the town hall meeting and what was said there and the feedback from this very valuable source of information. Also, what is the city council really doing to fight crime right here in the city of Reading? Find out Monday here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Jeffersonians.
Yep. We're here and at it again.
We are. We're getting into trouble, and you know you want to get in trouble with us.
It's true. So.
I'm having some technical issues with my computer today, so we tried to pull it up on Red's phone here, and I think I just deleted it off, so we'll figure out what's going on. We'll be in the chat room eventually.
Breaking the technology.
Yeah, I'm not very good with technology sometimes. Huh. It's Sunday morning. What do you guys expect? I mean, come on. It's beautiful outside.
It
I'm thinking about
day.
Like climbing Lassen today or something. It's so beautiful.
January, right?
It's February.
It is February.
It's the middle of February. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. I hope you remembered that. Some flowers or chocolates or something.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah. Somebody's in trouble. Oh, man. Yes, it is mid-February, and I was missing an action last week, but I know that the radio show was just awesome.
Yeah, it did pretty good. Wind's pretty good, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard him on the radio, so I was like, I know this person. But we're back today, and there has been so much going on this week.
Yeah, we do. We've got a ton to go over.
Are we going to make it all?
Well, we probably better get into it.
Let's see. So. It started last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday. Colusa County, Lassen County, same day.
Yeah.
Presentations to both Board of Supervisors. Wynn and Mark Baird and several of the folks headed up to Lassen. And myself and Terry and Sal and a lot of the other half of the team.
Yeah, we had a split with Jeffersonians because one was at, 9 or 10 in the morning? The other was at 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah, we...
So you couldn't drive between the two of them.
Yeah, the one in Colusa started at 9. We got to do the presentation. Steve Baird, no relation to Mark Baird, did the presentation to Colusa about the financials and the dynamics and the things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Very well received. Some smart questions. That same day, the city of Colusa actually signed a declaration to withdraw.
Yay!
So, and then there's a meeting that's coming up in Williams. We're expecting the city of Williams to sign a declaration of support. And even outside of having the two cities in Colusa County signed to withdraw, we're expecting the Board of Supervisors to move forward with a declaration.
That's awesome.
They see it more as... Worst case scenario, we get our senator per county back. You know, they understand there's really nothing to lose here.
And that's what we need. We need to have our representation restored. The best way to do it, most certainly, is a new state. But you have to start somewhere, and, you know, a lot of people are finally starting to recognize that in these other counties.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're picking that up. Lassen County, I was told, went exceptionally well. And it's weird. Glasson's one of those counties where, you know, they've been grinding, and all of a sudden they're from 0 to 60 overnight.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic, and that's the thing. The longer we wait, you know, the longer we keep going, the more California helps us out. Because there's people that are listening to Jefferson and going, yeah, right, whatever. Oh, it'll never happen. Oh, this is nonsense. And California does something and somebody goes, you know what? Maybe that's what we do need.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, oh, California does something else. And they just throw up their hands. They go, you know what? These people are right.
I'm out of here.
We're done.
Well, I know when I was down at Declaration Day for, let's see, what was that, January 17th, somewhere in there. And when I was talking to the reporter down there, she goes, well, why do you think all these other people are going to want to join the state of Jefferson. And I go, every January 1st, you give us about 600 more reasons to join the state of Jefferson. Yeah. And it took her a minute. She goes, that's how many laws get passed a year? And I go, or more.
Or more.
Or yeah, more. So
you're the reporter. Why don't you know that?
Well, we don't really report anymore. I mean, that's...
Chest Leonard does.
Well, yeah.
So, actually, I've spent a good chunk of this week and starting to dig through the laws of our new legislature. They've been seated a little over a month. Guess how many laws are already being proposed already? We're already up to 562 between the Assembly and the Senate. There are 562 proposed...
State or federal?
State.
Just state.
Just
okay.
State.
Just make sure.
Proposed new state bills that have been seated a month and there's already 562 of them.
And I know that they are all for the betterment of the people of Northern California.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even keep a straight face when I said that.
Yeah. But no, we'll be running some articles and doing some discussions on some of those. Some of them are good. James Gallagher and...
who supports the state of Jefferson openly.
Who is a huge supporter of the state of Jefferson. They're actually putting forward a bill, you know, our bone with CARB and how much we love CARB. Mm-hmm. He's putting forth a bill that would actually remove CARB's ability to implement or enforce regulations or do anything. Basically, they could come up with regulations, suggested regulations, and give them to the legislature to pass.
But would that be any better, looking at our legislature?
It would expose them to producing their science, producing their foundations of, you know, the legislature can go, okay.
And it's public record then, too, because it has to go through the legislature. Oh, okay. I'll give James that one.
He's smart.
Assemblyman Gallagher.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. So there are some good things in there, but then you come across other things that are, you know, authorize the legislature to force healthcare providers to provide healthcare coverage on a, I can't remember the exact word, but basically on a continual basis to all California citizens, regardless of documentation status.
Okay. Citizen has documentation status. Non-citizen does not have documentation status. Yeah. Question mark raises eyebrows.
Yeah. That's it. So there's things like that going on. And
good grief.
The longer that we go, the more California helps us. You know, because there's people, you know, two days ago, somebody said, can you come down to San Joaquin County?
San Joaquin.
You know, can get us out of here.
We can. Well, that was one thing that I actually mentioned on some of our pages is why not have a document for the state of Jefferson counties, you know, the 20 northern counties, to where we say, hey, we want to create our own state. But all the southern counties, because you can't cut California literally in half. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, you might be able to, but, you know, as of right now, that's not really our parameters. Why not have San Joaquin County sign some sort of a declaration that states we want a representation, not necessarily we want to join the state of Jefferson. Why can't we do that? That way they can be included in the lawsuit that we will probably have to bring.
In that fight.
Yeah, so little things like that are kind of out there in case people are wondering. So if you have family down south, they can start their own committees for representation.
To be perfectly honest with you, economically, culturally, and viably, I think California could sustain three states out of it. I really do.
Well, they could have since the beginning. They just didn't want to.
And if you look at there's three very distinct regions. Mm-hmm. And in California. So, so things are moving along.
Back to the beginning.
And the longer that we're waiting and the more that it's moving along, the better it's going.
We're
grabbing a lot of traction.
Yeah.
And we've got ourselves a caller, David in San Francisco.
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Hey, morning. Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, the sun's just breaking through, so it's pretty nice.
Nice.
Hey, you know, I heard you talking about the new regulations, and they were stemming from another agency. Was this what was the agency that you were talking about?
Just a minute ago.
Yeah, well, maybe 2 minutes, long enough for me to find the phone number.
CARB.
The California Air Resources Board.
California Air Resources Board.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Then. in a regional way. It's you were talking about the state of Jefferson and being able to secede and whatnot. Down here in San Francisco, I was at an environmental festival, and they were talking about whether or not California should logically divide up into environmental territories. So, say for example, you got the Shasta Range, and then you've got
Like geographical territories, not necessarily environmental.
No. That you're asking for trouble. Say, like if you've got the fog belt along the coastline,
uh-huh. you're talking about the implementation of regional government along like the North Valley Water Basin and the Shasta Watershed and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. If the water table is set, you know, we have the Continental Divide all the way back in Colorado, but hypothetically there's a similar one where the mm-hmm. water on one side of the mountain is going to go east and the other side is going to go west, right? So you design the state so that it has that built into it. And as such, then you end up with a wiser policy because it's, you know, if you're going to have the Central Valley, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but way down near, I think it was Bakersfield. It could have been Stockton, but it was a massive lake. You know, we've got the Great Lakes up there, Lake Michigan and Lake Erie and whatnot. Those are the five biggest freshwater in the world, if I remember right.
Uh-huh.
And then number six in America was a place called Lake Okeechobee down in Florida. Uh-huh. And then this thing down near Bakersfield was number seven. This was a lake that was so massive that it was something like 14 million ducks, you know, lived there. And then that didn't even include geese. So
talking about the old Tehachapi Reservoir?
This was not a reservoir. This is a natural lake that was totally drained out by Los Angeles.
The salt
sea?
So
if you go down in that same area now, you're going to find some farmers' ponds, but you're not going to find that lake. And so it only took about 100 years to just stone drain it.
Dave, where are you going with this, boss? I mean,
that if the state was to have some intelligence about it, it wouldn't secede across some arbitrary, you know, if you've got Redding versus up there in the coastline versus up toward Idaho, you're going to have a couple of different, you know, you're going to have more mountains versus prairie, or not prairie, but flatlands, and then you're going to get up into Shasta or something like that with super steep hillsides. You know, you're going to end up with a variety of different environmental structures, and if you don't plan ahead for the secession, so to speak, then you're going to walk yourself into some financial problems that could just kill you. And
So you're saying that unless we effectively plan for the separation, we're going to run into financial issues because we have mountains and plains and I'm not following you here at all.
Well, for example, right mm-hmm. now, isn't Los Angeles still buying water off the American River?
Westland's Water District is taking water out of the Los Angeles watershed and selling it to other states.
Yeah, and that even gets even weirder. But that's why the whole idea of turning the earth into a commerce. And rather than it being an ecosystem, a living, viable ecosystem that has a sustainability that's delicate like a fine watch, you know, that hypothetically they build religions based upon God's, you know, great plan of designing the earth,
uh-huh.
and then all of a sudden you got commerce saying that water deserves to be in Los Angeles tomorrow, and if you don't pay up, or if you don't deliver, then they're going to sue the kazoozas out of you. So where's God's great plan in delivering water 500 miles away? So I don't know if you've ever been up there. We're not understanding your question here.
Yeah,
you're really losing this here, man.
At the beginning when you mentioned the environmental issues and all that, the thing that really came to both of our minds immediately was regionalism. And the problem with regionalism is it's just another layer of government. It doesn't actually help anybody on the bottom.
The old name for regional government out of Europe and Asia is Soviet. That's actually what a Soviet is.
It's
is
a council
a regional
of regional
board
governments.
Of government.
Europe is a big place. I don't know that when you say Europe, that
big
probably Czechoslovakia might be different than Italy. But
okay, Dave, we're going to have to go and
we
get back
to
our
roll
program.
Off to
we
a
we
break,
have to get
yeah.
to a break.
Yeah, but
so
what were
thank
you,
you very
begging
much.
For
but
other
we,
than
we've got
that,
to go.
Right? What were you looking for other than that regional government? Because local control is what you want.
Constitutional
right?
government and Republican representation, sir. And we do. We've
got
to get to our
commercial. We're going to run into some issues. Thanks for calling. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room, though I'm not in the chat room today, at kcnr1460.com.
Tens of thousands of Californians in the unemployment line. Millions of dollars extorted out of your pocket. All to pay Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband to build a high-speed rail to nowhere. Are you tired of your government lying to you so that they can steal your children's future? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their lies in its tracks. Go to standandfightclubinc.com and get into the fight now.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Reading local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Jefferson State of Mind, yep. Where we have gotten coffee.
We have our coffee.
Now that we're all awake.
Still a little bit in the dark what that last call was about. And we have ourselves.
We'll have to mull it over for a little bit longer, yeah.
Yeah, but we do have ourselves another phone call.
We do.
And then we want to get into touching on some environmental issues and some different things that are going on.
So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room where we are not available today, unfortunately, at kcnr1460.com. But we do have a caller, and his name is Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, you two. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Can you explain what that guy just said?
I'm not sure.
There was a lot. I need to think it over for a little while.
Anyway, I've got a couple of announcements that are very, very important. Mm-hmm. And first of all, we are having a rally for the state of Jefferson. It will be Saturday, February the 21st. That's this coming Saturday, February 21st, at the corners of Cypress and Hilltop from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And that's here in Reading.
That's here in Reading. Mm-hmm. Saturday, February 21st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the corners of Cypress and Hilltop. We are also having the Reading Town Hall. And the Reading Town Hall will be on Sunday, February the 22nd at 2 p.m. And that will be at the Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. And Mark Baird will be the featured speaker. So I want to say that again. That's very important. Sunday, the Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Reading, and the guest speaker is Mark Baird. So maybe Dave would like to come up from San Francisco and hear what's going on.
That would be awesome, actually.
Yeah. And then we could have a conversation and get to what he was trying to impart to us there.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of times people sort of just like to, I mean, it sounded to me like there was just, he had a lot of different things he wanted to say. So.
Yeah, and they kind of got run together. Yeah.
So. All right. Well, thank you. And
let's make sure we get that out in the forefront. That town hall might be the most important informational. It is the most important informational meeting that we could have in Shasta County.
Yeah.
So it's very important that we get that word out.
Indeed. Indeed. And again, where was that? When was it?
You're speaking.
What? No, not for me, for our listeners.
Hello, guys. Hello. Hey, anybody home? Huh? Hello. Gee, mini Christmas. Okay. Sunday, February 22nd, 2 p.m. at the Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Road Drive, excuse me, in Reading. That's right next to the Elks Lodge at the Senior Citizen Center at 2 p.m., and Mark Baird is the featured speaker.
All right. So now that everybody has that written down on their calendars and in their phones, I expect to see every one of our listeners there.
All right, you two.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Making fun of me.
So, anyways,
that's
coming
our
up,
regular scheduling program.
Yeah. Coming up, we have a town hall in Shasta County.
On February the 22nd, 2
at
p.m.
2 p.m. Benton Drive, Senior Centers. Really. Getting into, you know, some of the laws and some of the other things that are that are coming.
Because there's a lot coming down the pike.
There is. They're on to 562 new ones already. A lot of people are still reeling or still unaware of the ones that just hit us in January.
Yeah.
when we go out and speak to people and bring up some of the things like the mileage tax and the cap and trade tax and the thing, mm-hmm. they sit there and they look at you like a deer in the headlights going, when did that happen?
Yeah. Where did they plan on putting that pilot mileage tax? Where did the cities actually come out where they're going to do that?
I don't believe that they've listed the cities. I know that the study is going to encompass 5,000 people mm-hmm. initially, and they're looking at a half cent sales tax or per mileage tax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what cities they're going to conduct it in.
Because it's probably just going to be cities.
More than likely. And again, when they go to implement it, they will tell us that they're coordinating with us by holding a meeting and telling us what they're getting ready to do to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's not coordination. So
yeah.
That's a whole nother fight. But one of the other things that we've got going on here is the federal government is beginning to seize sovereign territory of California at a very rapid rate. For those of you that don't know, the federal government just seized the entire San Gabriel Mountains down in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, for monument land.
For monument land, the Monument Act.
Yes.
How many people know how many acres Barack Obama and the White House, his administration, has seized? Take a guess. How many acres have been seized under the Monuments Act?
I want to say at least a couple million, wasn't it?
290 million.
Whoa.
290 million. 98,
for monuments.
98% of it here, Western land, has been seized by the Monuments Act. They have seized the San Gabriel Mountains, which happens to be a watershed that provides 30% of the drinking water to Los Angeles. They are now after Snow Mountain Berryessa down towards mm-hmm. Napa, which happens to be a watershed that provides quite a bit of water to that area and to the Bay Area. And a little birdie told me their next target is Castle Crags Castella area, which
I heard about that one,
which is headwaters for Shasta Lake and other things, and over towards McLeod. And they won't be seizing just the 4,000 acres of Castle Crag State Park. They will be seizing a huge area around it.
And disposing of the people who currently live there.
That's it. So these are the kind of things that we have going on.
Isn't there some sort of parameter to the Monuments Act where it actually has to be, you know, like a monument?
Well, it has to be of some sort of significance.
I don't think Castle Crags is that significant. I'm just going to toss it out there. Well, I mean, it's beautiful, but significant?
It is gorgeous, but at the end of the day, it's a giant lump of rock.
Yeah.
But no, the Monuments Act was for things like that are exceptionally unique.
Like Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's a national park. It's not a national monument. National monuments like Painted Desert. You know,
okay.
The Petrified Forest. I mean, really, absolutely.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay. They're in, I believe it's Utah, where they have the Neolithic cave paintings where people, mm-hmm. you know, things of exceptional.
Exceptional uniqueness.
Right? Yeah, it used to take something to meet the criteria of.
It used to take something. You didn't just have to be a mountain.
Yeah.
Or a lump of rocks.
Yeah. And basically, what you're looking at in these monument acts, you look at the lands that's being seized. It's water, it's minerals, it's
yeah.
oil. The federal government is seizing the resources of the West, is what's going on. And you have a lot of people that think that's a good thing and are running around. And then you have people with other motives, okay? Because what they're helping to do here is it is in the national security interest of the United States of America to be energy independent, okay?
Yeah.
And manufacturing dependent, to not be dependent upon any other economy or country for anything that we need.
Yeah.
Now, if our federal government shuts down these resources, takes these resources, especially here in California, and shuts it down, then we become dependent on other people.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things that you look at the people that are fighting the Keystone Pipeline. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the Keystone Pipeline?
It's a pipeline going from Canada all the way down to
it's energy independence
yeah.
for the United States. Okay. And are we relying on another nation there? Yes, we are. But who would you rather be relying on? Our Canadian,
the Saudis or the Canadians?
Yeah, our Canadian cousins or the Middle East that's rapidly coming.
People who like us, people who hate us. Yeah, that's not too hard to figure out.
You know, and then you have groups that fight anything that promotes manufacturing, industry, anything as this evil. And now you start to look at things like who's funding them, like the Sierra Club. Come to find out, guess who's funding Sierra Club? Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently in an article, they just stated that their greatest ally against American energy is Saudi Arabia.
Along that line, on Monday at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneville, Tracy Mann will be talking about Common Core. And she's not affiliated with the Tea Party or anything, but she's going to come in and talk about it. And one piece of information that was imparted to me recently is that there are two major publishers in America for textbooks. You got Pearson, you got McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
Both are owned almost exclusively by Saudis.
Yeah. That's why...
Just a thought for all of you with your kids in school, if you're wondering why they're suddenly getting all these anti-America vibes and all this Islamic influence, that's why.
Well, that's the thing is I think my generation, your generation,
mm-hmm.
we're the last generation of Americans. The generation coming behind us are not Americans. They're global citizens. And there is a
I think
huge,
there's an agenda that was written very closely
there's
to
huge
that.
Huge difference.
But I can't remember exactly what it is because it's very controversial.
Yeah, there's a massive agenda.
There is
to that, and these are the kind of things that we are that we're fighting against. That we're trying to put a stop to by returning local control, by mm-hmm. returning representation of the people.
Yeah.
You know, David asked us, what form of government do you want? Well, we want the form of government we're supposed to have.
A representative republic.
Yeah, we want our constitutional republic back.
Yeah.
You know, and with the different things that we've been hitting, and it really is, okay, you don't believe in the state of Jefferson. You don't believe a new state is necessary. I don't think anybody that has any amount of sanity in them can say that things are going well in the state of California and things are moving in a mm-hmm. good direction. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and make the leap that if you think California is doing the right thing and things are all happy and rainbows and unicorns, you're out of your mind and you have disqualified yourself from the discussion.
Put the joint down.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go ahead and just make that leap. Now,
mm-hmm.
people that understand that there's a problem, we can have a discussion and discourse on the ways to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
well, that's American.
The first one is, without the state of Jefferson, anything, okay, let's fix it. Let's mm-hmm. stay within the system. Let's do that. First question, where do you start?
Probably your local government. If you have one.
Yeah. I mean... Do you have time to do something like that? I mean, do you start on the CARB issues? Do you start on the water issues? Do you start on the land issues?
Oh,
do you start on the grazing
yeah.
rights? Do you start on the gun rights? Do you start on the mileage tax? Do you start on – where do you start?
You need an army.
So why not just head this sucker off? let's take it all out and go right for the throat.
You're using that L word again.
There you go.
And, logic.
And can we do that as our own state with our own representation?
Well, that's the thing. That's really the key is a lot of people go, oh, well, you still have the federal government. Yeah, but if you have a state with a backbone.
Yeah, the federal government has very limited power if you exercise your rights.
All of their power is delegated to them by the state.
By the states. The states give the federal government authority, mm-hmm. not the other way around.
And we have forgotten that. We've been so deluded in our constitutionalism. I mean, it's not even taught in schools anymore that we don't realize that. And generation after generations have given up so much power that the federal government thinks they're God.
And we allow them to.
And we let them.
We
and
let,
that's
I
the key is you
at
can't
the end of the day, it's our fault.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility. How many of our elected officials do you think could pass an 8th grade constitution test?
I can probably only think of maybe one or two. And those are the actual constitutional lawyers who are now elected officials.
That might be able to to do that.
But even then, the way that they interpret the Constitution is just like, what planet did you come from? Did you land in Roswell?
Yeah. Why is it that my freshman in high school, being educated at home,
mm-hmm.
knows more about how the government works than an elected official does? Do you have no pride in yourselves? I mean, do you have what are you really there for? Because if you don't understand how government works, are you really there to work for government?
Well, that's another thing that this weekend my brother and some family members had come up and we talked about what is really going on in America, and especially here in California, where you go and get a job and it doesn't pay your bills. And so we're like, well, what happened to the middle class?
Oh, well, we'll just increase the minimum wage and force them to give you more money, because
that'll fix
solve
it. The problem, yeah.
You know, they're failing to teach even basic economic principles.
Well, they don't teach economics anymore. It's not real economics. It's all theory. But what we came down to the conclusion of is your middle class is now government employees who don't actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for I love our policemen. I love firemen, you know, because, you know, when the burglar comes to my house and my house burns down, I really want those guys to be there. And we need elected officials. That's the formation of our civilization. But when your middle class is government. Whether they're subcontractors or contractors, whether they're city employees, state or county or federal, you have a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening to our middle class. And that's why the state of Jefferson can bring back all those other middle class jobs like logging, ranching, farming, private property.
All those evil jobs
that create truck drivers and mechanics and everything
but
else.
But you'll destroy the fragile ecosystem.
I'm going to smack you.
Yeah.
If these wires weren't in the way, I'd totally smack you right now. But that's what the state of Jefferson can bring. And when people look at the finances, you know, our finances are good even under the California model. Go to SOJ51.net and look it up, okay? It's under the finances tab. The viability model is there. So much fun to play with. But the state of Jefferson can do so much more because we have the backbone to do something.
And we have the wealth to do it.
And we have the minds, and we have the families. We have the ability. We just need the opportunity. Opportunity. Yeah. What movie is that? Totally came to mind. But we have to roll off into another break. So go ahead and give us a call at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at ksnr1460.com. We will be back in just a minute.
First they came for the loggers, and nobody said anything because they weren't a logger. Then they came for the miners, and nobody said anything because they weren't a miner. Now they're here for the truckers, and nobody's saying anything because they're not a trucker. Will there be anybody left when they come for you? Stop the California Air Resource Board and their devastating regulations that destroy Californians' livelihoods. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and get in the fight.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as a certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Have you been curious about what all the excitement and discussion regarding the state of Jefferson's about? Well, come to the State of Jefferson Town Hall, Sunday, February 22nd at 2 p.m. Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive, Redding, California. Bring a friend. Have questions? Get answers. Come hear Mark Baird and the message that has ignited the North State.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome back Redding Police Chief Rob Plotty. Let's talk about the town hall meeting and what was said there and the feedback from this very valuable source of information. Also, what is the city council really doing to fight crime right here in the city of Redding? Find out Monday here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is.
Bob actually found a song I don't know.
What is this?
Maybe that was before your time. That was Donovan out of the 60s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a little bit before my time. That was almost before my parents' time. First there's a mountain, and then there is no mountain.
Well,
I wonder what did that. That's catchy, though. All right, this is the Jefferson State of Mind, where we are always loads of fun. Don't you know it? You can call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. We are not in the chat room today, though, because my computer is just being emotional today. So I'm letting it sit next to me instead.
I'm in the chat room if anybody has anything.
Well, Bob is in the chat room. So if you want to hang out with Bob, go to our chat room because he is so much fun, too, our producer, Bob. All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah, we have a phone call.
Yeah, we have Chris on the phone.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. It's a great day outside.
I was listening to Dave. I took my lunch. I was listening to Dave. My head was about to explode. But maybe I could translate for you because I speak environmentalist. So my father, God rest his soul, was an environmentalist for 60 years and finally woke up at the end of his life in the last 7 years and realized what a sham it was. But I believe what he was trying to say is that we need some more EPAs, basically, because God knows federal EPA, state EPA, and county EPAs, and any city EPAs aren't quite enough. So what we could do is get some regional EPAs. So you could have Shasta Trinity regional EPA that would protect the spotted owl. And then you could go down to, you know, San Joaquin County and protect the fairy shrimp. So that, I believe, is what he was trying to say.
Get
the area up into regions, and that way we could protect the environment regionally
rather than environmentalism.
You know,
Yeah.
And I thought it was fascinating that he knew of this gigantic lake that no one's ever heard of, that L.A. drained. And not only is this gigantic lake once here that, you know, we drained, but he knew how many ducks were on the lake, which I thought was rather fascinating. How you can come up with the figure of 14 million ducks were on this lake that nobody's seen for over 100 years, but they knew how many ducks, and that wasn't counting the geese, he said.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think he was talking about the Salton Sea, which actually used to be pretty huge.
Was it fresh water?
It was brackish water. Okay. It's a lot more brackish because a lot of the water has been drained off. They're actually having issues where the high salt content and that is flowing out of the Salton Sea and into the dirt, and so they're actually having to flush it with more fresh water to flush the salt out. But it used to be a major thing on the Pacific Flyway.
Yeah.
I think that may be what he's talking about. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll have to look it up and actually, because I think he said it was Lake Okeechobee.
Well, Okeechobee's in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, he mentioned that one, but this was number 7 behind Okeechobee.
Yeah, we'll look into it and see if we can't.
And he sounds like his heart's in the right place, just like my father's was. It's just, you know, they believe these facts and come up with stuff, and it's just, you know, gosh, we do a little research. I mean, how can you tell me how many ducks were on this body of water?
Chris, you're not suggesting that environmental lobbyists and our government would lie to us, are you?
Well, you know, it's quite a possibility, but yeah, and I think we have enough environmental protection now. I don't think we need regional environmental protections to overlap the city and the state and the county and the federal and the world, for that matter, because, you know, let's not forget the UN. They're right in there, too, on the EPA, so.
Well, at the end of the day, in truth, who wants to destroy the environment? Show me this Susian phantasm that's going to come up out of the Lorax and run around and destroy our environment and cut down all the trees, kill everything, and stick nuclear waste in our backyard. Show me where that is, and I will help you get rid of it.
Yeah, I used to argue with my father. I said, I'm a member of several environmental groups. I'm a member of Ducks Unlimited, of California Rocky Mountain Mule Deer Association, of the Turkey Foundation. I'm a member of several environmental organizations. The difference is we actually go out and try to do something other than kill business.
Well, that's the thing, is there's a difference between a preservationist and a conservationist. Yeah. And even Teddy Roosevelt went out and hunted and fished and everything else. And he created so many of the national parks that you see today. So, you know, you can use the land properly.
Absolutely.
And still use the land.
Well, that's
there's not a single hunter in the world that doesn't want to see game animals out there, or a single fisherman that wants all the fish wiped out. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because they want to go back next year with their kids and their grandkids.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even commercial fishermen and commercial people like that don't want to catch the last fish, because then what do?
And they're some of the most environmental people that you'll actually meet, because they understand the ecosystem so closely, because that's their livelihood.
Been raised on it.
They were raised on it. They lived on it. They're generational. And so whenever I hear like an environmentalist, you know, somebody from the EPA or like the guys who came to Reading from CARB, which was ridiculous, whenever they talk about something like that, I'm just going, okay, I will go talk to the trucker, and I will go talk to the logger, and I will go talk to the fisherman, and then I'll come back and see how different your guys' stories are, because I will innately believe them more because they're on the ground every single day.
Yeah,
they didn't get their degree in a college classroom where trees were only in school books.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's I was having a conversation with some of the people from Protect Snow Mountain Berryessa, and you know, their immediate comment was, well, this area needs to be protected. Well, protected from what? From who? Is there something attacking it? I mean, what does it need protection from?
Yeah.
And they had no answer. Well, it's a beautiful area. It needs to be protected. From what?
It's beautiful right now. Obviously, somebody's protecting it. We don't need anybody else to oversight them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we see what they do when they protect things. Look at Thousand Lakes Wilderness Area. They protect it by not letting anything go in there. No chainsaws, no motorized vehicles, no anything. You can't log anything. You can't clean anything up. So then the tinder stacks up under the trees for 30, 40 years. Then you get a fire through there, and it looks like a moonscape when you're done. So how'd that work for you? That doesn't look very good.
Yeah, it actually burns so hot the soil turns into glass and nothing will grow. That's how you create desert.
That is how you create desert.
Yep.
But we do have to roll on. We've got another caller
in
our chat room. Yeah.
Have a wonderful day. See you next week.
See you later. All right. And we're going to roll on over to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. How are you today?
Oh, good morning. I'm just fine.
Excellent.
The lake that the man was talking about was Lake Tulare. And it drainage of the Kern River, and it come from Kern Canyon.
Okay.
Down through there, and it had no outlet to the sea, so the lake was enormous in the wet season, and it was practically dry. It's very shallow, and there was a lot of ducks on there, but the whole San Joaquin Valley back years ago was practically a marshland all the way from, north of Los Banos, clear down to Bakersfield, and there was millions and millions of ducks in that area. But a man by the name of Boswell bought up a lot of the lake around Tulare there, a lot of the lake area, and he bermed it off, you know, built levees around there, and he had about 200,000 acres of farmland. And if you want to read the book about this, it was called The Cotton King of California. And he drained the lake, and of course it's very rich. But at one time, the San Joaquin Valley was practically uninhabitable because of the mosquitoes and the swamps and the snakes and the vermin. Only the Indians could live there. And a man by the name of Henry Miller went in there and bought up, well, he owned property all the way from Tehachapi Pass clear down to the Delta area. And he could go from Tehachapi Pass all the way past Merced down in there and never get off his own property.
Oh, wow.
And like I say, if you want to read the story on that, it's called The Cattle King of California. But they give him all the land that he could go around in a boat at one time. And he had, anyway, they don't really know, but he had anywhere from 2 million to 6 million acres land in the San Joaquin Valley.
That's insane.
And that's where the Tulare Lake comes in, and they drained most of it for, and they use it for irrigation in the rest of the county there. But another lake was, it was on the, what's the river that goes through Bakersfield? I forgot what that was. But anyway, that's where he was talking about Tulare Lake. So
all right.
See you later.
Thank you for clarifying that. Now we know.
Now I don't have to do research on my days off.
Thank you. You might get some facts straighter than I did, okay?
Well, I'll definitely look into those two books. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. 2 to 6 million acres. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of land.
It was huge. He had hundreds of thousands of head of cattle and sheep and hogs. It was amazing. Well, he was feeding all the miners.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Mostly back in that area. And
productive use.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
Learned something new. I love learning new stuff.
I love Jerry. So,
you know, I had known that it had been boggy and swampy and they had issues with things like that. I didn't realize, you know, that there was that huge drainage and everything there.
Yeah, but they took that and they put it to beneficial use.
Yeah.
Started, so I would say that's
started feeding
a positive.
The state and the country and the world.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to the California that used to feed the world?
Mm-hmm.
We've killed it.
Yeah.
You know, and you need to understand why it's been killed and how it's been killed.
And it's purposeful. That's the worst part
of it. Isn't it strange that California's been killed since we started protecting it?
Well, it's like anything that you try to protect to the point where it doesn't any longer continue the function it was made for, it's just going to stifle it.
Well, it's almost like that old Looney Tunes. You remember the Abominable Snowman and he finds Bugs Bunny, picks him up, and he goes, and I'm going to love him and rub him and care for him and call him George. That's what it reminds me of. That's how we're protecting our state and our people, and it's...
Well, we're not protecting the people. We're just protecting the land. Like when you brought up those wildfires, I mean, how many people have lost their homes because of mismanagement of our forests?
Yeah.
I'm going to take that back. It's not mismanagement. It's complete neglect.
Yeah, it's
dereliction
negligent.
Of duty.
It is absolutely negligent. And
they
know what happens. They know if you don't care for the forest, if you're not a steward, it burns down.
Yeah.
And it harms people.
And you'll still have fires that go through, but if you clear out all that underbrush so you can have healthy growth, you're not going to lose your entire forest and hundreds of thousands of homes.
Well, in your environmental movement, you have several strata of people.
Strata.
You have people that are just ignorant and, you know, protecting the earth and water and clean air and all that sounds very good. Mm-hmm. And they don't take it any further than that, and they repeat the talking points. Then you have your guys that are a little bit more dedicated, a little bit more knowledgeable of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your hardened dirt-worshipping earth muffins that believe everybody should be living in a teepee and, you know, drying jerky out in the sun, and that's how we should live, that, you know, indoor plumbing and all of that we should give up because we're destroying our fragile ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Then underneath of those guys, you have the people that are getting rich off the environmental movement, your sue and settle lawyers, your people that are you know, enhancing their government budgets and stuff like that. So you've got all of these different layers, And on the surface, it's mostly just good people going, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we want clean water and clean air.
Well, who doesn't?
I know. That's the thing that kills me.
Who's running around going, I want to drink some really polluted, nasty water and suck on a tailpipe? Nobody's saying that. You know, where
that's the insinuation, and people don't go any further.
Yeah, where's this mythical monster out of Dr. Seuss legend coming to destroy everything?
Yeah.
Where is it? So
we'll look for it this week, and we'll tell you if we find it next Sunday.
Yeah.
How about that?
Until then, go find something to protect and call it George.
Yes, hug it and love it. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, and it is time to make it yours, Jefferson.
It is.
We'll see you next week.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The forecast for dangerously high winds and snow in parts of New England has prompted the governors of Massachusetts and Rhode Island to urge people to stay indoors today. It's the fourth winter storm in a month, and it could dump more than a foot of snow in some parts, and Arctic air is coming right behind it, dropping temperatures to below zero tonight. Parts of Ohio, New York, Tennessee, and Kentucky also expecting wintry weather. Another storm moves into the deep south tomorrow. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt offering her condolences today in the wake of the shooting this weekend that took the lives of two people, including a Jewish security guard at a synagogue.
A man has lost his life in the service of that synagogue, and we are devastated. Our thoughts goes to his family. We are with them.
She spoke to TV2 Denmark. The apparent gunman was killed by police this morning.